Former Delaware State Auditor Kathy McGinnis was convicted in 2022 for corruption in office, but now she's attempting a political comeback. More from WHYY's Chris Barish.
After a two-year legal battle and appeals, McGinnis was convicted of misdemeanor conflict of interest for hiring her daughter and letting her work remotely while at college in South Carolina. McGinnis was acquitted of other charges or had them overturned. Now she's running for the Rehoboth Beach area House seat held for two decades by her friend and ally, former House Speaker Pete Schwarzkopf.
I would hope that people can look at my record of decades and accomplishments and seeing all the good things that I've been involved in and helped with throughout the years and know that I have the drive and the energy to serve my community.
Schwarzkopf is endorsing McGinnis, a former Rehoboth Town Commissioner. But she has two foes in the September 10th Democratic primary who suspect voters will be skeptical of the only statewide elected official prosecuted while in office. One is Claire Snyder Hall, former head of the government watchdog group Common Cause.
I'm a little surprised that Kathy McGinnis has decided to run. I mean, we'll see in September what voters think, but I'm betting that they want an ethical and effective leader who is well-respected in Dover.
Former congressional aide Marty Rendon had similar sentiments.
I'm not trying to go negative on anybody, but people are really surprised she's running again. That's the reaction I get. But I'm trying to keep the focus off of her and just talk about the kinds of things that the people want to have done for them in Dover.
McGinnis had lost her bid for re-election as auditor in 2022 while awaiting sentencing. She resigned as Governor John Carney was poised to remove her from office. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.